Chodesh Tov. When my father made Aliyah in 1979, he told me afterwards they went to a kibbutz, Kibbutz Ma'ale Gilboa, if you may know, up north, Emek Bechan. And he told me, listen, I studied in YU, I studied in Yeshiva, and I learned about Mishnayot, Orla, Kilayim, we learned Gemara, I learned, it's not that I didn't know about mitzvot etliyot baharetz, but when I came and I had a garden in kibbutz, I didn't know anything. I didn't know what exactly to do, and what exactly orla, and tumot and maasrot, and practical halacha. That's what we do in Machon HaTorah Ve'aretz. Machon HaTorah Ve'aretz was started 30 years ago in Gush Katif, in Kfar Darom. The crux between mitzvot agriculture, chaklaut, and yahadut, all of mitzvot etluyot baaretz. I don't know if you did it already, but how many mitzvot etluyot baaretz do we have? Do you know? How many mitzvot etluyot baaretz, mitzvot related to the land of Israel, we have? Not more than 613, of course. I guess? Free of charge. 100? No. 50. Good. Between 45 and 50, depends how you count. Tumotu Masrot, this is not on yet, okay? Tumotu Masrot, Shemitah, Kilayim, Matnotanim, Leket Shichapea, many, many, many. Practically, we have Orla, Tumotu Masrot, Kilayim, and Shemitah. Those are the practical halachot for us. For normal people, not people that are working in the fields, but people that have gardens and they're dealing with it. A bit about the Machon. The Machon started in Gush Katif. We started at the beginning helping farmers to know how to deal with the practical things. Let's say we'll see today, Tumot and Masrot. How much percentage in the time of the temple, a Jew should give as Tumot and Masrot all together? Somebody knows about how much of his produce he needs to give in the time of the temple for everything together, all of Tumot and Masrot. What? 10% is Maaser Rishon. And then we have a second Maaser or Maaser Ani. So all together we have 22%. Do we have to give it today? Do a farmer that has hundreds of kilos, does he have to give 22%? And to who exactly? I grow in my garden lemons. Do I have to give 22%? To who? How do we do it today? We don't have a temple. What applies? What doesn't apply? What applies but in a different way? All that we'll try in 35 minutes. To do now, and we brought fruit that I picked yesterday, and vegetables that we bought in Shuk Machne Yehuda, which is Sfek Tevel. We're not sure if it was somebody took Tumot Masrot. Wait, just a second. Let's. How do we make it? Just a sec. Okay, in a minute. Just to make it. No. Here. Okay, good. We're starting. Machon HaTorah Ve'aretz, we started the beginning with farmers. The last 5 years, we are more focused on people. A person has a garden. What does he need to do? It's slightly different halachot than people that have, farmers that have a lot of produce. And we wrote 2 years ago this book, Hilchot Ha'aretz. Bezrat Hashem, in a few years, when I'll find somebody to pay for it. So we want to translate it into English. הלכות הארץ. This is קיצור שולחן ערוך ומצוות התלויות בארץ. All the practical הלכות that you want, it's all here, besides one big mitzvah that it's a different book, which is Shemitah. And it was too much, but this is a book, we have it outside as well, and we have a few things outside you can see afterwards, and the last thing that we have to give to sell is this, you have it scanned, we have a Bet HaOtzar, we'll talk about it, which is, we give a subscription, whatever, and you get a magnet of how to separate Torah Masorot, you put it on your fridge, and then every time you pick things, all you have to do it, it's there. We have it, of course, in Hebrew, and now it's in English. Questions before we start? Yes?
Even though you dress like you don't have a garden and you're just purchasing produce?
Yes. I'll say it now already. If you're buying in a place with a hechsher, you don't have to do Terumot Masot. Because if the supermarket or even in the shuk, if it has a Tudat hechsher, it means kosher certificate, it means there's no problem, not of Orla, which is a different lecture, and not of Terumot Masot. But if you buy a plate with a no that doesn't have a kosher certificate, so it's a safek. Maybe somebody took Terumot Masot from it. Maybe they didn't. So we do the same thing, but misafek, we'll see it's slightly different, but basically it's almost the same thing. If there is a teuda, even if it's kasher, mehadrin, badatz, and terumot ma'asrot, basically everything is the same level. Meaning if it has a teuda, even if you're makpid on, I don't know, badatz, this, or mehadrin, and you buy vegetables in a place that has a regular rabbanut certificate, for terumot ma'asrot it's generally enough. Yes, but do you buy from Tnuva?
No, but I might see a box where it says Tnuva in a store that doesn't have
it. You're right. I think 99% that Terumot Masot were taken. If you will buy meat, which is 99% kosher, so you can buy this as well. It's generally the same thing. And don't ask the person that's selling, is it Meusar? Why not? He will say yes. What should you ask? That's one. Of course. Afterwards, he said, "I don't have a tefillah, but it's all kosher. The rabbi came. Everything is okay." Ask him. It's tevel. Tevel is something that. No, that's not mine. Tevel. Nobody took Terumot Masot from it. You ask him. Tevel. Yes, yes, yes. Tevel. Yes, yes. Dmai. Yes, 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 yes. Then you understand. He doesn't know what he's talking about, and you can't rely on him. Even though, could be is right. Could be, it is not tevil. Could be somebody took, but it's difficult, unless you know the person, but it's difficult to rely on him. So what we have here is only the Afrashat Terumot Masot. It's there. All the rest is on our website. And in the Torah Tidbits, the last, from Shavuot, we started writing a column every week. And Bezrat Hashem, I only started working a few months ago. So in a few years, I hope we'll have mamash books in English. But as we say in Hebrew, Od Chazon Lamoed, Bezrat Hashem. Let's start. Okay. Who wants to read? I wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Midrash says, in order to fulfill the mitzvot atluyot ba'aretz, Orla enet arevai, that's a different lecture, Kil'ayim, it's a different lecture, Terumot Masot, that's what we're going to deal today, Shemitah, Bezrat Hashem in 2.5 years, Matnot Aniyim, presents for the poor, Leket Shecha, Pe'a, Peret Olelot, that doesn't practically apply today because of various reasons, Chadash, which I remember when I was a yeshiva bocher, age 24, I went to my cousin's wedding in New York. And I saw in Manhattan everything said, in Brooklyn, sorry, Kemach Yoshan, filtered water. And I remember, I called my father and asked him, Abba, I remember something about Chadash. Tetzai Nisan, something, barley, some mitzvah. I remember, but I never heard it about it in Israel. And I go to New York and I hear about something which is a mitzvah tluya baretz. How? So he explained to me why. Because in Israel, it's all covered. The Rabbanut is very strong, so there's no Chadash. But outside of Israel, even though it's a machloket, if it applies outside of Israel, so I learned about Chadash. I had to go to Manhattan to learn about Chadash from Yeshiva. Chala, which is mitzvah atluya ba'aretz, which applies midirabanan from our sages in Chutz La'aretz. And Tzar Balechayim, that's other things we deal with, but it's not really mitzvot atluyot ba'aretz. All the mitzvot atluyot ba'aretz that apply outside of Israel. Shemitah? No. Orla. Orla does. Only it's Vadai Orla, only if you're sure it's Orla. Meaning, you planted a tree and you know it's in its first 3 years. That many people don't know. It's a secret. Don't tell it to people that still live in the States because most of them don't know about this. There are a few reasons for that, but not now. Neta Revai for vineyards, it's a machloket. Trumot and Masrot export. If you see. I was in Poland, a rabbi for 4 years, a Rosh Kollel in Warsaw, and we saw avocados from Israel. And my wife was so happy. Finally, we're here 3 years, I see something from Israel. And I told the chava, wait, we have to take Trumot and Masrot. Or maybe yes, maybe no, maybe Orla, maybe not. It's basically, you have to take Trumot and Masrot from things exported. Kilei Kerem. From Midi Rabbanan, Kilei Ilan grafting applies b'chutz la'aretz, Chadash Machloket, Chala Rabbinic. Okay. How many mitzvot involve Trumot and Masrot? Between 1 and 45. How many mitzvot apply or connected to Trumot and Masrot? The answer is 20. 6 positive, aseh, and 14 negative, lo ta'aseh. Before we start, Trumot and Masrot, now we're starting to talk practical things. Trumot and Masrot, there are two very different stages, two things you have to do that are not connected to each other. The first one is separating and naming, and the second one is Netina giving. When we say Hafrasha Trumot and Masrot, setting aside, or separating, the first thing we have to do is to mention which each truma maser. I have here 10 oranges. Which one is which? What is what? What is truma gdola, truma maser? We'll see all 5 of them in a second. After I do that, the produce is no longer tevel, meaning I did the first produce. I don't have if I eat it now, the sin of eating tevel. Afterwards, I should give. Trumot and Masrot, I should give to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the poor person. I should redeem it. I should redeem Maser Sheni. But even if I didn't give it, it's still not Tevel. This is very important. Why? Because if I have 2 lemons in my house, and I mafrish Trumot and Masrot, and I have 1/5 of a lemon waiting for the Levi to come, even if he doesn't come, and I don't give it to him, still the produce is no longer tevel and I can eat it. That is very important practically. Because I don't know many Levim that will want to come to my house to get 1/5 of a lemon once a week. Maybe yes. And even the poor people today, most of them won't do it. Just the time for him to come to your house, to get it, to take it, it's not worth it. So this is the second thing, netina, which is different than separating and naming. Let's keep on. Tevel. Tevel is more chamur than eating a pig. And that people don't know. Because eating something not kosher meat, is a lav, isur lav. Eating tevel is mita bide shamayim. Again, we don't know exactly why, etc., reasons, but this is what our sages told us. Okay. Eating tevel even today, this is the punishment for it. It's chamor. Basically, yes. So, So it's only midrabanan. Yes. You're right. You're right. Okay. If it's tevel, meaning now the lemons that I have over there that you'll get in a minute, they're still tevel. I brought them. I picked them. Nobody took them out of masrot. It's forbidden for me to benefit from them. I can't benefit by consumption. It's a bit difficult. Why exactly? I don't want to get into it. I can't burn it. I can't feed my animals. I cannot give it to a non-Jew, but I can smell it. So I have a lemon, which is tevel, and I want to put it in my sukkah because it's nice, and I want to smell it, or I want to make on it bracha. It's okay. Smelling is permitted. Now, what do we give? We have five matanot, five presents. First one is Truma Gdola. We give to our green Kohen. Why is he green? I don't know. That's how the... In the website, that's how they drew him. We give a Kohen Truma Gdola, big Truma. That's the first thing. The second thing we give the Levi, over there, Maaser Rishon, first Maaser. The Levi, in the time of the temple, gave, from his Maaser Rishon, he gave the Kohen Trumat Maaser. Afterwards, I give Maaser Ani or Maaser Sheni, depends what year we are now to Shemitah. We are now in the fourth year to the Shemitah cycle. So the fourth year is Maaser Sheni. The third and sixth year are Maaser Ani. Maaser Ani you give to Ani, a poor person. Maaser Sheni, you bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it in the time of the temple. Today there's no Bet Mikdash. And because of various reasons, what we do is redeem it on a coin that has at least a pruta, meaning six agorot. And then the coin is kadosh, is holy, you cannot use it. And the produce, the fruit or the vegetables, are not kadosh anymore. You transferred the kedusha from the fruit to the fruit vegetables to the coin. That's Maaser Sheni. Questions till now? This goes to me. The time of the temple, I eat it. I eat it.
In the time of the temple or now?
In the time of the temple. Today, we redeem it on a coin. We can't eat it because we are not kadosh, no para aduma, no bet mikdash. The coin is kadosh, we cannot use it. And the produce, we can eat. You're three steps ahead. As we said in Poland, krop po kroku. Step by step. Okay, so now I'll review. Truma Gdola, how much do we give? Today we give something, a bit. Even if you have 20 lemons, a little piece of a lemon is enough for the whole produce. That's what Chazal told us. That's Truma Gdola to the Kohen. Maaser Rishon, we give 10% to the Levi, and he gives from it 10% to the Kohen, Trumat Maaser. If today, practically, we don't give it to the Levi, we do something else, so we say we give it to the Levi, and in the name of the Levi, we give the 1% to the Kohen, the Trumat Maaser, Maaser Mina Maaser. So the Kohen gets something plus 1%. So a bit more than 1% the Kohen gets. The Levi, how much does he left with? 9%. Very good. Afterwards, we give 10% from what's left. Meaning, we gave already 10%, so 9% from everything. We give to the poor person, or we redeem it on a coin, and Maaser Sheni. Depends what years we are. In my school, my daughter, Kita Gimel, third grade, learned Aveda.
Aleph, Bet, Daled, Hey.
The years, the Gematria, 1, 2, 4, 5, Aveda. That's the years where you do Maaser Sheni, and it's not go. Gimel Vav, it's the years of the Maaser Ani. Ten percent from what's left after you gave the first three. You gave 10%, what's left is 90%, 10% of the 90 is 9%. Okay. So, Truma Gdola is something, Maaseh Rishon, 10%, afterwards you take down 1%, and 9% to Maaseh Sheni or Maaseh Ani. So altogether we get to 19%. Why did I say at the beginning we give 22%? Because at the time of the temple, Truma Gdola was 2%, not more, but let's keep on. What do we do on Shemitah? What gifts we give on Shemitah? Nothing. Why not? Hefker, ownerless. If something is hefker, ownerless, you're not supposed to, you don't have to give Tumot Ma'asrot. Unless, if you do a Ter Mechira, you should take without a blessing because of all kinds of Sfekot. But basically, this is what we do. Yala. What should we do with the Truma? How much Truma do we give? As we said, Trumot, let's be more exact. Truma Gdola and Trumat Maaser together are a little more than 1%. This is Kadosh. A Kohen should eat it betahara, when he's pure. We don't have today pure Kohanim. He can't eat it. What can we do with it? Exactly. So, We can give it to our Kohen's animals. So, all of the Trumot of Yerushalayim goes to the zoo, the biblical zoo. Why? Because halachically, all the animals are owned by a Kohen, a rabbi, a Kohen, and all the animals are owned by him, and all of the Trumot of Yerushalayim are given to the Kohen, and he feeds it to his animals. Same for the safari in Ramat Gan, same for other zoos. Same for Bet Shemesh, there's a little zoo of Rabbi Slifkin, if you know him. So he does the same. That's what you do. And if you have a neighbor, which is a Kohen, and you grow lettuce and he has rabbits, so you can, you should give it, and the Kohen can use it for his animals. Somebody asked me, Rabbi, can I sell my rabbits to a Kohen, and then I can feed them? I said, I don't know, it doesn't sound right for me, but Kohen's animal. If it's olive oil, you can light with it Shabbat or Hanukkah candles, and if not, so it's Kadosh, you cannot use it, and you have to bury or to burn it. That's what most people practically do. Put it in a, wrap it in a double bag, and put it respectfully in the garbage, because it's Kadosh, we have nothing to do with it. It's another reason why to Mechaven, to think again about that Beit HaMikdash will be built, that this 1% won't go to the garbage, will go to the Kohanim, which that's what should happen. 5779 is the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, so it's a Maaser Sheni year, but this, I don't know if you talked about Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah for the fruit. Did you talk about that today? And you talk about that fruit. Okay, I'll explain. This year is 5779. For vegetables, it's easy. If you harvested after Rosh Hashanah, so it's the new year. So if I pick today cucumbers, so what should I give? Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani? Maaser Sheni, because already 5779. Fruit, it's not like that. Fruit, the Rosh Hashanah for the fruit is only Tu Bishvat, meaning in 2 weeks, and not Tu Bishvat, the Chanata. What's the Chanata? This. The beginning of the fruit. This is, I just picked it yesterday. Chanata, as you can see here, that picture over there as well. You can pass it. Just a second. Fruit that started blooming after Tu Bishvat, considered already the next year. If they were before, so it's still the previous years. So the lemons and oranges we have here that I picked yesterday, are they Maaser Sheni or Ani? Maaser Ani. Because it's last year, 5778, which was the third year, which was Maaser Ani. If you didn't understand this, we have a trick for people that don't remember. We'll explain it in a minute. Grains and legumes, let's not get into it. Redeeming Maaser Sheni. In the year of Maaser Sheni, you have to redeem it on a coin that worth pruta. How much is a pruta? 6 around 6 agorot. So it can be any coin, of course. In Israel, it's 10 agorot, but 5 cents. 2 euro cent, because 1 euro cent is not enough. And how many do you have here? 2 pennies. Okay? That's Maaseh Sheni. Of course, it's better to have a big coin that you can redeem many times in the same coin, because otherwise you have to have each time a coin, and it's a bit complicated. Okay, let's do it together. Somebody can help us give out the fruit over there. And while giving out the fruit, let's look at this. You have it, and we have it here. Let's do it. Let's start until I'll explain. It's at the end, right? Towards the end of the sheet. One for each. If you have yourself. In a minute. I give one to each one. Whoever wants to do it. I picked it yesterday. It's Tevel. It's organic. And I hope it doesn't have bugs in it because it's organic. I don't think so. So we'll pick it. If once you get it, open it and cut from it a small piece of the fruit, a bit more than 1%. In a minute, I'll explain why.
Sorry, because I brought my own.
Very good.
I have both lemons and grapefruit.
So cut more than 1% from each type. That's correct. They said they have plastic knives. Okay, I need one as well. Okay. I'll peel here. Okay. Whoever got and wants to do it has to cut off more than 1% of the flesh. So you can cut it like that or to peel it and then to take a piece as you wish. No, not good. You can't take the peel as tuma, no. The vegetables are from the shuk. If you do it, we don't say abracha. We'll explain in a minute. So I better to take the fruit. Oh, good. Oh, and I need... A bit more than 1%, so it can be half of that even. One is enough. Okay. I was told we have 10 minutes. Okay. Okay. I am starting to read from the magnet or the page you have. Setting aside Trumot and Masrot. One, make sure you have a coin that is worth enough prutot for several chilulim, redemptions. Do we need a coin? The answer is no. Why not? Because, depends. For the fruit, we do not need a coin because it's still maser ani. For the vegetables that we bought in the shuk in a place where there's no kosher certificate, we do need a coin. If somebody here has already a coin, it's okay. If not, you can rely on my coin for, I ask permission, only for today. Okay. Number two. Set aside a little more than 1% of each type of fruit or vegetable you are taking to mine myself from and proceed as follows. Now. Yes. That's why we brought them. We bought it in a place in the shuk that doesn't have a kosher certificate. So, Baruch Hashem. Okay, beseder. We're keeping on. A bit more than 1%. So, just to make things easier, I took out one small of the clementina, which is much more than 1%, but I don't want to cut it in half, and that you can give more, it's okay. And a bit more than 1% of the cucumber. This would be the truma. This would be something that we will not eat. We would have to give the Kohen's animal if we can, or if not, this is what, after we finish, we'll put in the plastic bag and have to throw into the garbage respectfully. Okay. Set aside, we did. Okay. Now I'm on the left side. If the produce is definitely tevel, no one separate Trumot and Masrot from it, which is true for the fruit, make the following blessing before reciting the full text. So I'll say it, and you all, whoever does it now, can say the bracha with me. Yes, give it. Ah, everything?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, if, good, because good. Otherwise they're going to be sitting around and people
good idea, huh?
Aren't going to know
good.
What they
good. Are. Very good.
Do we cut this down?
So again, usually you're supposed to take a bit more. Yes, yeah, so. Also the, oh, good. Whoever doesn't bring it back, and we'll do for everything together, that will be the easiest. Good idea.
Put it maybe on.
Ah, wait. Now I need more.
Oh, wait, it's lemon.
Ah, these are lemons.
There's lemon.
Just a second. For each produce, you have to separate 1%. If I have your lemons and oranges, I can't take from, or the clementinas, I can't take from the clementina to the orange or lemon. So somebody is. Exactly, if you have. Okay, let's start. Now, whoever does it can say the bracha together with me, whoever has a foot. If the what is the devil, we hold it or we see it. Yeah, it's better to hold. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kideshanu B'Mitzvotav Etzivanu Lehafrish Trumot U'Masrot. Don't eat. We didn't finish. Okay. Now, I'm on the right side. The full text for setting aside Trumot U'Masrot. Number three. What I'm about to say applies to each type of produce separately. Meaning three. A cucumber, tomato, and a clementina. I don't have to say it three times. I say now that it applies to each of them. The 1% that is on the lower side of the produce I have set aside remains tevel for the time being. Just a second. Not yet. But the rest of what I have set aside is truma gdola for all of the produce. Remember, how much do I have here? How much percentage? More than one. Remember, one plus a bit. So I say now that a bit is truma gdola. That's the first matana, present. Next, the 1% I mentioned, and another 9% of on the upper side, could be the northern side, doesn't matter, just to say a specific side, of the produce is maaser rishon. How much is maaser rishon, we said? 10%. So this 1% and another 9% on one of the sides, doesn't matter, we just have to say, but northern, or what do you say, upper side, is maaser rishon. The 1% I previously set aside is trumat maaser. We do it in the name of the Levi. So we said, Truma, Maaser Rishon, and Trumat Maaser. Until now, you with me?
No.
No.
Do
I
have to cut off something more?
No. Just a second. You have a knife? Somebody has a knife? Okay, I'll do it. This little piece is Truma Gdola. No, this small piece. Truma Gdola, we said, a bit is enough. Now, the Levi gets 10%. 1% and another 9%, which is here, which we're going to eat. I'll explain in a second why. Afterwards, the Levi, he's not here, I'm giving in his name, gives 10% of his 10%, gives to the Kohen, which is this, the Trumat Maaser. So the Trumot, both Trumot, Truma Gdola, and Trumat Maaser is what we set aside at the beginning. And the 9% is the Maaser Rishon is waiting there for the Levi to come. In a minute, we'll get to him.
So wait a minute. So my piece of orange has to be cut into two?
No. No, I did it only that we will explain it. We said in the text is enough. The text says the 1%... On the lower side will be Tevel, then the rest is Trumat Gdola, and then it's Trumat Maaser. We do it, you could do theoretically that. You can cut a bit and put it aside, Trumat Gdola. Then to cut 10% to give it to the Levi, and to cut that again, and 10% of the 10% to give to the Kohen. You can do it, we make it easier and faster to do it, just we have to understand what we're reading and saying, of course. Let's keep on. The 1% that I previously set aside is Maaser Rishon, is Trumat Maaser. Another 9% on the lower part of the produce, or could be on the other side, because the first 9%, what does it say? Is on the upper side. So this 9% should be on a different side. The 1% I previously set aside, another 9%, the lower part of the produce is Maaser Sheni for the vegetables, and Maaser Ani for the fruit. Now, some people told me, Rabbi, Ani, Sheni, Tu Bishvat, it's a bit complicated. So you can say the text as it said here. The 9% is Maaser Sheni, and if the year requires Maaser Ani, it's Maaser Ani. Then you say both, and then you're covered. And you don't, it's good to remember exactly, but if you're not sure, so this is a good solution. We didn't finish. Yes? If, on the left side, if the produce is definitely subject to Maaser Sheni, are the fruit Maaser Sheni? No. Are the vegetable Maaser Sheni? Safek. Because maybe somebody took Trumot Maasot from it. What? Nah, it's all going to Israel. There's not a lot of import. It's very low percentage of vegetables imported today. Oh, that's a whole different lecture. How do you define? Basically, tomatoes, vegetable. If it's borei pri adama, it's a vegetable. Yes. So now, because it's only dmai or sfek tevel, we're not sure, maybe somebody took Trumot Maasot from it, so we will not say the bracha for Maaser Sheni. If it was this, we would come in 2 months, and the fruit would be for sure Maaser Sheni, and nobody took the Torah to Masot, we will say the bracha, the second bracha. Now, because I'm not sure, we're not saying the bracha. Bracha we're saying only when it's for sure. Tevel, for sure, you have to do it. Number four, what I have designated as Maaser Sheni, plus a quarter of its value, doesn't matter why, is now redeemed by transferring its sanctity, Kedusha, to a pruta and a quarter's worth of my designated coin that I have in Bet HaOtzar, and whoever wants to join Bet HaOtzar is welcome as well. I'll explain in a minute how. This redemption applies to each type of produce in accordance to its tevel level of obligation. Now I'm skipping Neta Revai. And number five, to dispose of the Truma, double back the 1% plus that you separated and place it respectfully in the trash, or if somebody has, as we said, an animal and wants to take some oranges to feed them, so can do it. But then, a bit more. Okay. Basically, this is it. Once a person understands and reads it a bit more that he fully understands, and again, on the website we have more explanations, it's very easy. My wife, I don't understand her. Every time she buys or gets, Moshe, you do Trumot Masrot. It's still, I'm telling Chava, it's a text in Hebrew. You put aside a bit more than 1%. You say, no, you do it. So please don't be like my wife. Learn it. And first of all, it's a mitzvah. And why not? Right? To wait until one time she waited, she put the cucumbers. There, my kid took a whole mess. Now, very important. We have something in Bet HaOtzar. I'll explain a bit. For a person in the house, we have three big problems. One is, this is the third one, a coin. You should have a coin in your house to redeem Maaser Sheni. Many people, it's a bit complicated because this coin has to have enough. Each time you redeem, you have to have another 6, 7, 8 agorot. And if you take every 3 days from your garden, fruits and vegetables, you have to do it again. And there are all kinds of special halachot about the pruta. I don't want to get into it. Pruta chamura, etc. Somebody told, yes, I put the pruta chamura, and then my kid played with it, and then my older kid took the money and used it. All kinds of problems, which is kadosh. It's forbidden. So we have in Bet HaOtzar coins for people that want to subscribe. Meaning, you pay a yearly, I think it's 80 shekel. And we have a coin. We have thousands of coins in the safe in Machon HaTorah V'Aretz. And coins for people. That's one thing. Second thing, giving Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Most people, because Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani are chulin, meaning it's one money worth. In the time of the temple, you gave it to the Levi. What did the Levi do with it? In the time of the temple? But the rest, it's his. He can eat it, he can give it to his animals, he can throw it to the garbage. Or if he's nice, he can even give it back to you. Maaser Ani, it's his. He can do with it whatever he wants. It's not kadosh. It's not like truma. Maaser Ani and Maaser Rishon Levi are chulin. He can do it whatever he wants. So 100 years ago, when farmers started coming to Eretz Yisrael and asking, that was the trick. They found a very nice Levi. And if he was a Levi and poor person together, it was the best. And they smiled to him and said, we will be very happy to give you on a regular basis our Maaser Ani and Maaser Rishon, and if we can help each other, it will be good. So what happened usually? They gave it to him, he brought it back, and at the end of the year, they gave him something small to thank him for what he did. We have something else. We work with a Levi, a very famous Levi. You all know him here. Everybody knows him in Israel. He is a Levi Miyuchas. He can show that he's the sons of the Taz. Doesn't matter. And what we say is follows. We have an agreement with him. Every time I have a subscription for Bet HaOtzar, when I pick lemon, and I say 9% here as Maaser Rishon. This agreement says that this, when I say it, it becomes his. Halachically, it becomes his. I, at the beginning of the year, loan him, let's say 30 shekels a year. every time it becomes his, he sells it back to me. Let's say it's worth 50 agorot, he sells it back to me. So how much does he owe me now? 29 and a half shekels. And tomorrow again, at the end of the year, if he still owes me, which is usually what happens, I tell him, you don't have to pay me back. And that Levi is a big tzaddik, and all this money he gives to Torah and all kinds of Torah institutions, tzedakah, Torah, chesed, he gives it. And then this 30 shekels of Maaser Rishon goes to what the Levim were, rabbis, teachers, etc. Maaser Ani, we do the same, but with Mekimi, Pamonim, I don't know if you know, all kinds of tzedakah organizations. The same thing, we tell the tzedakah organization, we give you 30 shekels a year, every time you deduct a loan, and at the end of it's yours. Last Maaser Ani year, we gave more than 1 million shekel. Meaning, not us. People gave a Maaser Ani worth of 1 million shekel without going out from the house, without having to find the aniim, but they gave the money, and it got to poor people. And we think in Machon HaTorah Ve'aretz, this is the best way, practical way today, to give Terumot and Maasrot. A coin, Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Ani, it's all there. There's a lot more to talk about, but we don't have time. Just I'll say, you have to take Terumot and Maasrot before Shabbat, not on Shabbat. In Yerushalayim, if you're inside the old city, you have to wet the produce before Hafrasha because of various reasons. Even if you grow in the house, you should take Terumot and Maasrot without a bracha. Even if you grow lettuce or things. Hydroponics, somebody asked me from Gush Etzion. So we don't have time for everything. And I'll just... you're all welcome to check our websites. Many, many questions, practical questions. Halacha guides, question and answers, other things. And you are welcome to contact me directly. I get like many questions every week. Halacha questions, you are welcome. And thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you, Zamira. And... we have a privilege of mamash observing mitzvot, many mitzvot. Let's not be afraid from it, but see it as a challenge and do it with happiness. Thank you very much.